When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
For the first time in our history, a president had not just lost an election, he tried to prevent the peaceful transfer of power as a violent mob breached the Capitol. But they failed.
That was President Joe Biden about 8:15 our time yesterday, addressing the nation and the world on the one-year anniversary of the January 6th insurrection. Joining us now is Margaret Brennan from Face the Nation. Good morning, Margaret.
Good morning. How are you? Happy New Year.
Thank you so much. So I'd like to know, after those comments, and those were some of the strongest comments he's made as president, what has been the fallout, the reaction throughout the day yesterday? What have you seen that really stood out?
Well, here in Washington, D.C., it was a very, very somber anniversary for January 6th. I think people here feel it quite viscerally because of the direct danger so many people here were put in. But for the rest of the country, you know, President Biden made this choice to go to the Capitol, and the White House chose to have him name the former president. Never used the name Donald Trump in his speech so many times to directly draw the line behind the underlying lie that was told in terms of what the former president was claiming in regard to the election that fueled the anger and fueled the premise for the rally and then the protest and then the riot at the Capitol. So this is the first time that the White House is really starting to make a direct push to try to have more voting rights legislation at the federal level, and they are directly drawing a line to what happened a year ago. So, you know, on the political front, there are some questions about that strategy, since it does not appear that the Democrats have actually any kind of winning case here in terms of getting the votes needed within their own party to pass voting rights legislation. The president and the vice president will be going to Georgia to make that push on Tuesday, but this was the beginning of that campaign, but also a somber acknowledgement of the lives lost, of the violence carried out, and of the political violence and support for it that appears to be happening in our country.
Originally, former President Trump was going to be having a news conference, and that was canceled. Has there been much reaction from him or anything? Have we heard anything?
The former president has released statements. He released one against President Biden yesterday. I think for many in law enforcement, there was a bit of a sigh of a relief that that Mar-a-Lago press conference was canceled on the date of January 6th because of the threat environment we are in. We've had Homeland Security say there are direct threats against lawmakers that are on the rise. And because of this highly volatile threat environment, which really a lot of it is being fueled by online hate and videos, there was concern that the day itself could spark some kind of violence. But the persists. So I don't believe in any way that the former president is giving up his claims where he denies that he lost the election. And in fact, he is going to be holding a rally, I believe, next week. So we may hear a lot of the rhetoric that he had planned for yesterday next week instead.
Are we at a point where we think nothing like this could happen again at the U.S. Capitol? We asked that question this past week to Senator Klobuchar and Senator Smith from Minnesota. Just curious what you're hearing out in D.C. Is there a feeling that we've done enough to make sure?
No, absolutely not. There is concern, whether it was the Capitol Hill police chief. We played some of his interview last weekend on Face the Nation, where he said the threat at the Capitol is actually higher than it was a year ago. Or when you look outside the Capitol, and we have dug into this with political scientists, with pollsters, really looking at the sentiment among Americans right now, it is astounding. 66% of Republicans still believe that there was widespread fraud in the 2020 election, despite more than 60 legal cases going to court showing the Trump team that they didn't have a case. Yet the perception is the opposite of the facts. And so that partisan divide seems to be influencing people's digestion of fact right now. And that is really worrisome, that the American public is becoming sort of more and more divided against each other. So what I will say on a bit of optimism from the polling we've seen is that the vast majority of Americans do condemn the violence of that day 1 year ago. But what we are seeing is that the sort of hard-held beliefs or the sort of mentality that we're in camps continues to persist. And the hope from lawmakers is that somehow that can be overcome.
We're talking to Margaret Brennan, host of Face the Nation. What struck me yesterday was the moment with former Vice President Dick Cheney and also talking about his daughter. Can you tell us more about that and the impact that has on certain the part of that Republican Party who is kind of in under the camp of Dick Cheney?
We've talked so many times in Washington about the Republican Party that was and the Republican Party that is today. Dick Cheney, of course, from the very well known to the public as the vice president under the Bush administration, extremely powerful at the time, has a legacy that was very much scrutinized for his role in fueling the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan and questions about misrepresentation or lying about intelligence. This for years was something that troubled his legacy. Now, the irony here, his daughter has become in one of literally two Republicans who are involved with investigating the attacks on January the 6th and saying that the party is losing its heart, its purpose, its ideology, and instead becoming beholden to one man versus beholden to the Constitution itself. That is what Congresswoman Liz Cheney said on our program last Sunday. This is what her mantra has been time and again, that she is calling on fellow Republicans, who she still sees as out there, to try to put party over country, as she argues and continues to today. Her purpose, she says, along with her father there, is to make that statement, and that the party cannot become a cult of the former president. She said her drive here is to make sure that former President Trump is not the 2024 nominee for the Republican Party.
Okay. Thank you, Margaret Brennan. And among your guests on Sunday, Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Dr. Scott Gottlieb. We will look forward to that. Anything else you want to add here on this Friday?
Look, I think we're all hoping that this Omicron wave will crest and abate soon, and we will have the latest reporting on that, along with a hope that at least here on the East Coast, schools will reopen. We have a lot of closures here, so a lot of questions that we will have for Dr. Gottlieb and others.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Have a good weekend.
Thank you.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team. But not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.